The last session of the third chapter, this chapter is Lust, the Eternal Enemy. This is the subject matter of this session. Let us read this verse. What is this verse? 36. 336. Arjuna Huvacha Athakena Priyoto Yam Papam Charati Purusha Anishanati Vajneya Baladevanya Vajipa. This is translation. Read. Oh, yes. पापं चरति पुरुषः अनिच्छन् अपि वार्षणेय बलाद् इव नियोजितः. Is it clear? Now, when I speak on this word, I just focus on one word, Niyojita. Can you see Niyojita? What is the meaning of Niyojita? Word to word, Prabhupada has written?
Engaged.
Now, this word, you imagine for a while. This word has a shape, a figure. You see a bull with a rope in the nose. Can you see? Think of bull rope in the nose like here outside. No bull wants to till the field. No bull wants to pull the cart. But the rope is put in the nose and it's bull and it's doing it. You understand this? This is the position of a one. He don't want to do it, but somebody is pulling him. That's what Arjuna is saying. Niyojita is like that. This is what my realization of word Niyojita. Like somebody is pushing to the bull and then he can do it. Now he cannot do it on his own. Now, why this question is there? Why Arjuna is asking this question? This question is based on text 34. Can somebody read? Who will read? Prabhu does one who has not read already. Chuanji, you read. Can you see? No? It's too small? Here. Referring to the verse 34.
About rag and dvesh.
Rag and dvesh, attachment and aversion, okay?
In this verse, Arjuna asks about the attachment to the object of the scripture.
Everything is forbidden by scripture. That's what, but why people are doing? So what is forcing them to do? That's what, that is the, that's what in Arjuna's mind, that's what he's asking this question. So this question of Arjuna is based on verse 34. Okay? Previously you asked one question, Ankit. What is that reparation? So here again is a scripture. But Prabhu, we have just read the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Sanskrit, where reparation or forbidden is by three. One is scripture. Yes, scripture. Number two, by the government. You cannot do any nonsense in a government, that's a law. So king or the government. Number two, repression is by scripture. Repression by king or government. And repression by Paramatma from inside. Everybody has a conscience which tells don't do this. Everybody knows that don't do this. Is right? So three, repression is by three. By scripture, by government, king, and by Paramatma as a conscience. That three are trying to help us not to do. But we are too forceful to not be bound by all these scriptures. We do it still. That's what it means. So who will read the next part? Though without desire to engage in sin, because of knowledge of the rules and prohibition of the scriptures, by what influence? Kena Pryukta does one engage in the act, as if by force. This means that the desire for the object strongly arises under the influence of the object's stimuli. Object's stimuli means sense object. Sense object. Like diabetic. In front of him is a sweet. He knows doctor said don't eat sweet, otherwise you will have sugar increase and you may have problem, lose your eye, lose your kidney, even you may die. But when he sees sweet in front, then that stimuli is so forceful, he forgets everything, he picks up and he eats. I have seen, I'm not taking photo, but I have seen really a very respectable saintly person, very many thousands followers, diabetic, leg cut because of diabetes, and some sweet was there. He looked towards assistant, he may not stop, he may stop, and he took it a big chunk and he just swallowed it. I've seen, like, I've witnessed that. So you understand what it means? When that stimulus is there, then no scripture, no other thing is going to stop that person. You understand? The stimulus is there. So all the sense objects, if they are there, therefore avoid exposure. Otherwise it will agitate. Avoid exposure. That is what the last verse will come. How to control this? Increase your willpower. That's what it is. How many people can do that? I'm telling of an example of a really the person who was doing meditation, he has many followers, he has many ashrams, but I have seen him eating sugar when he was supposed not to eat. I'm giving this simple example. Willpower, that's what we read, but this is what the state of affairs is right now. It's okay? It's clear? Now, answer given by Krishna. Who is forcing us to do? Krishna is giving this answer. Let's read. Kamayesha Krodhayesha Radhoguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahatma Vidya Iya Erinam. The word Iya, can you see word Iya? In this world. In this material world, Vidya Enam Iyam Verinam. He is in this world, in this life. So you see the meaning of Iyam? What is that? In the world. It means it is not in the spiritual world, it is in the material world. Iyam. Many. Something is living for us, where we are living, it is there. It's not of something somewhere else. Kama esha krodha esha, kama. Generally, kama is translated as desire. But here, kama is translated as lust. It is singular here. Kama is singular. A question. Desire is the motion, period. Kaam esha krodha esha. So kaam is subtle. You can't see kaam. There may be any person anywhere, he has a lusty desire, but it's so subtle you cannot see it. So kaam is subtle within the heart which cannot be seen. But when if you stop his lusty desire, then it will transform into wrath, into Krodh, that is grass, you can see. You may not be able to see the calm, but you can see the krodh. Krodh is grass. And beyond krodh, he will stop speaking bad words. So krodh become in a foul language and ultimately into hinsa, he will hit somebody. So this is the sequence. Calm, krodh, and then krodh has another sequence you have read in second chapter. Can somebody remember that verse? Jayato Vishyan Punchas Sangas Peshum Jayate Sangat Sanjayate Mama Kama Krodha Vijayate Krodhat Bhavati Sangmoha Sangmohat Buddhi Vipramata Buddhi Vansata Smurti Vansat Buddhi Nasho Buddhi Nasata Prashyati. He falls down. This is a sequence how a person falls down. Yayate Vishyan Punsa. Sense objects only. This is a nice photo in Bhagavad Gita, we all know. So we want to point to how one falls by watching and then become angry and the whole sequence. These are second chapter, these are three complete verses. Must be 65.
62
to 66. 62 to 63. How living entity falls down. That is the degradation, the process of degradation. And what Krishna says in the ninth chapter, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. And here, Pranashyati. This opposite. Pranashyati, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So, this verse, Kamyesha Krodhesha. So, from where this lust comes? From where it is originating? Rajo Guna Samud Bhava. It is arising from the mode of passion. It is arising from mode of passion. The next word is Maha Ashno. You know Ashno? You know Ashu? Is Ram?
Yes.
Huh? Believe Yudhishthira is truthful. Even in Mahabharata he was truthful. Or a question. Maha Ashu, you know what Ashu? Yesterday we have done the word Ashu. Somewhere word Ashno was there.
Yes.
Can somebody quote? Yesterday where Ashno was Ashno? Yajnaha Sishka Shanavasanti. Only the leftover in the yajna they eat. Ashnoti means eating. Ashnami. Which verse is Ashnami? Ninth chapter? Patsam pushpam phalam doyam yome bhakta prechati tadaham bhakte utartam ashnami pritam. Ashnami means? Ashnami means? Eating. And here word is maha ashno. Maha ashno means as much as you give, you will never be satisfied. Maha ashno like bhima. Something like that, it means. Virgodhara, Maha Ashno. You understand? It means lust will not be satisfied whatever you want to give. As much as fire cannot be satisfied if you put the ghee. It will only increase, increase, increase. That is the meaning of Maha Ashno. Then the next word is Mahatapama. And it is the greatest sin. Maha Pāpama. Cannot be controlled by ordinary methods. Vidya, you know, in this world, Verinam is here, is your daily enemy. Is this word clear now? Is it everything clear?
See the translation.
Supreme was not a God at stake. It is lust only, Arjun, which is bound up contact with the modes of material, mode of passion, and later transformed into wealth, and which is the all devouring means, which is all devouring word is what? Maha Ashnu. Sinful Pabma. Enemy in of this world. Okay, is it clear? Now, let's see this. This is from Prabhupada Sankarpa. What is lust? Somebody can ask. So here, when a living entity comes in contact with the material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into? Is it clear? In association with mode of passion. Or, in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust as, this is simply, as milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. Then again, when lust is unsatisfied, it turns into the wrath. Wrath is transformed into illusion, and illusion continues the material existence. Therefore, lust is the greatest enemy of the living entity. And it is the lust only which induces the pure living entity to remain entangled in material world. Is it clear? Now, in Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Oh, you want to say something? Huh? Yes?
Haan.
So you see the difference, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you must know these Love means satisfying personal senses. And lust means satisfying one's own senses. And then there's a talk of difference between the iron and gold. The love is like gold and the lust is like iron. That much is the difference. Is it clear? Difference is like this. Two persons. Love means if I love person A, then I want to see him happy. I want to serve him. I want to suffer anything, but I want to see him happy. That is love. In this world, mother is in love for a child. She is ready to suffer anything to keep, to see child healthy and in a good health and in good condition. She can wait all night, but make child to take racing. The mother has a love in this world with the miniature. What is lust? Is the two? What happiness I can get out of him? What I get out of him is lust. What, how I can make him happy is love. So this is the difference between the two. Is it clear? So now, here we are. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on verse 37. This is a, some exercise for you to do in last part. See? But after fulfillment of desire, the desire should be finished. This is common people say. Huh? What is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur saying? See? No! This is a great giver. It is impossible to satisfy the expectation of desire. No. For I can have 100 million, I will be satisfied. The day you have 100 million, you think no. One more 100 is ideal. This is what you see in your own life. Whatever you want, you get it till you want more. More, more, more. On your, on your, on your. That's what. Okay, next. As Srimati says now, Vishwanath Chakravarti is testifying that it cannot be satisfied by fulfilling it. And he's quoting from the Vedas and also from Bhagavatam. This verse is very interesting verse. Yata prathavyam vrahi yavam yavam hiranyam pashvata istriya malam ekya tatasavam iti matva shamam vrajeta. And this is saying, on this planet, as much as gold, as many as animals in olden days, now as many as different models of cars, and as many as beautiful women, if they are all given of the whole world to one person, he will not be satisfied. This is basic wisdom. And same thing in Bhagavatam also. So this is the meaning. Understanding that all that is available on the earth in the form of food, gold, animals and women is not enough for one person. One who goes about with a peaceful mind. Mahabharata. Vows can be given, still you will not be satisfied. That is called all devotee. It is not possible to make an alliance with the lust. That's what he was saying. It is not possible to make an alliance with lust. You can make a friendship with lust. By giving, this is the political people, they want to control their enemy. You know, in a politics, but lust is our enemy. So, enemy can be controlled by sham, dam, danda, veda. Yes? Give some gift, give some post. So, lust cannot be controlled by only one way to control lust is danda. That was Balde Vidya Bhushan said. Only by dand you can control lust, not by any other things. Cannot be controlled by, possible thing under control by the sound and Veda, means divide and rule? No. Why? Lust is very great demon. Mahapapama. Cannot be controlled by ordinary political techniques. His enemy, enemy cannot be controlled by any political sham, dam, but Veda. His four things. Giving gifts, giving some post, giving some punishment, these are the different political ways to control the people. You all know even in the temple what they do. If you have this enemy, they will give you some post. Perhaps this is what even we do. Some adjustment here and there. But no. So the lust cannot be controlled by this. Yes. If we get knowledge and we upgrade ourselves, then we will be in a good position to avoid lust. But usually, from patient people degrades to the lower mode ignorance. So it will come. It is that is how we will control it. Okay. So then also it was in Bhagavatam 9:19. Now the next verse, the verse after this, 38, read the 38 verse. So these are the different grades of the lust, different coverings on the lust. Dhume navratya avanir yatha darsho malenacha yatha albena avanto garbas tatha tenedam avartam. Translation. As different degrees of the lust, living entities are covered. So shallow lust, example of shallow covering. Shallow covering is fire covered by smoke. Still, fire is covered by smoke, but still you can have a heat, still you can have a light, still you can take something out of it. Is a superficial covering. This is compared to human beings. In human beings, lust is superficially covered. Then by careful handling the smoke, the fire and the fire can be made to blaze. It means the lust is covered in mode of passion which can be elevated up to goodness. Then we can be able to get out of the enmity with the lust. Therefore, the human form of life is a chance for living entity to escape the entanglement of material existence. In the human form of life, one can counter the enemy lust by cultivating Krishna consciousness under the table of countenance. Now the second degree. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Is it okay? By continuing Krishna consciousness under guidance, we can control. count for this. So deep, shallow to deep and very deep. What is deep? Covering. We can conquer the Sanatani, we can conquer the lust in human form by cultivating Krishna consciousness under Abu's guidance. That was the last sentence. Is it okay? Cultivating Krishna consciousness under Abu's guidance to conquer lust. So this is deep, mirror covered by dust. You can see the mirror, but you cannot see your face. So this is Prabhupada's purpose. Very deep. Fetus covered by the womb. The fetus covered by the womb cannot perform its function of stretching its hands and feet. Its true form cannot be understood within that covering. This is compared to trees. Such a great exhibition of lust that they are almost void of all consciousness. Hare Krishna. Last time when I was in Mauritius, on the beach there are beautiful long trees, so strong that cyclone cannot uproot them. And my realization there, which I have shared with them, on these beaches from all over the world, the people come for a picnic and they don't fear anything. So they're so coming for enjoyment there, they're so lusty that it's very difficult to really go on that beach because people are almost having nothing except something. So I said, all these trees are all these people when they leave their body, they become trees here at the seashore and they are enjoying what they were expected to. So that lust transforms them into the trees, still they are at the beach trying to see what they were expecting earlier. This is what I told them, my idea is all these trees are all lusty people, they were lusting here and now that they are trees. While this morning in Bhagavatam classes, the trees in Vrindavan are all saintly people. So don't think that all trees are having covered consciousness. The trees of the Vrindavan are great exalted devotees. They are here to serve Krishna. Are not all trees. You know Badri Narayan? Badrinath is one of the special places where Uddhava was sent by Krishna in Bhagavatam. Badri Narayan. Narayan is, everybody know what is Narayan? Badri is a berry tree. And that is Lakshmi. Lakshmi Narayan, Badri Narayan. So Lakshmi has become tree. All trees are not in deep cover. This is what, and this time is not, don't you make general rule. Hare Krishna. Now, next. This is important verse. Why you are tired today, Sanatani?
That's
right. Huh? Hare Krishna. Avartam jnana vetena jnani nanitya verina kamarupena kongeya dushkuna anavena cha. These are the qualities of the lust. What lust will do? Avartam jnanam. It covers the knowledge. And it is the jnanino nitya varina. It is the eternal enemy of it. Jnanina. One who is knower, wise. Kama rupena konte. A konti person. A son of konti. This is in the form of lust. It covers the true knowledge of the living entity. And then what is the next quality? Dushpur. Anulalena. Anulena. Anulena means? Apo, Anulo, Vayu, Kamu, Mano. Anulo means? Fire. And it is? Never satisfied by fire. Translation. Thus, which burns like fire. This is something we cannot really explain, but let's see. So, in the proper Prabhupada has written something, you just read yourself. Read yourself the Manu Samuti and Dhamma. So first sentence is, and you against the sentence, what you call the sentence? It is Simi. Analogy. First line is the analogy. Can you see the first line analogy? Fire. Never satisfied. Like fire never satisfied by the fuel. Then the second line, Prabhupada is speaking something that the word Maitoni Agar. You must know the meaning of this Maitoni Agar. In ordinary prison house, the criminals are kept within bars. Similarly, criminals who are disobedient to the law of God are shaken by sex life. Therefore, this lust is symbol of ignorance. Okay? Now the question is, if the lust is our enemy. So where is enemy? If we find enemy, then we'll take him out, or we'll conquer him. So where is the enemy? Okay, let us finish this verse here. So, Anulenta, can you see the fire? The lust is burning, which burns like fire. Only. This, we don't have time, but I am giving you time to do yourself their exercise. Ask the student to reflect on their own experience, which demonstrate these two major points. How the lust leads to the death, and how lust is like a never started fire. Ask them to reflect on the merits of the analogy of the fire. Yes, means one next to you, just sit outside sometime and think about how you become angry when somebody did not give you rasgulla in a prasad, something like that. Just think in your life how you feel. Now sitting places of the lust. Now you know where your enemy, then you can control. So, let us read this verse. Indriyai mano buddhir asya adhishanam uchyate etairar muhyateya jnanamadhyateya. Translation. The senses, the mind and intelligence of the sitting places of this lust. Through them, lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders it. Is it clear? Where is lust now? In our mind, senses and intelligence. So here in picture, the two types of senses are given. Can you see? Knowledge acquiring senses and working senses. And mind. And intelligence. Is it okay? What is the function of intelligence? Decision maker. Function of the mind? Thoughts. unfulfilled desire, previous experiences, which means vasana, previous experiences. Okay? Now, who is sitting there, you see? Who? Enemy has come on the working senses. Next enemy is coming to the mind. Here is the third enemy, intelligence. And then they force the legs to go there. Why are the legs the last? I see some beautiful thing. Force mind, I need this. And mind asks intelligence, arrange for this. And then intelligence, subjugated by this, asks the legs to go there. So legs will follow the instruction in the last. Our hands or whatever. Now these are the places where enemies. This is another group work for you. Just think about this. Want to see? We want to see the what? I will show you better than this. You want to see this to be better than this? I'll show you. I'll remove all this code and I'll put something and then you'll be happy in 25 minutes. Okay? Hare Krishna. This is group work sometimes usually. Oh no, this is today I'm just giving you work for tomorrow. Okay? Group. This is okay. Identify general principle from Krishna's analysis of lust. This is what you have to do. Okay? Number two. Select a representative from your group to present the principles identified. I'll leave it after. So now we are making like groups. Say group 1 to 4, even you make, I would say, we need 3 groups, there are 3 verses. So one group, mothers, you make one group. And you select which one verse you want to read the purport and find out what is the principle Krishna has stated in that verse and Prabhupada in purport. Which verse you want, 37, 39 or 41? You select one verse, Master is 44, 41, 41 is gone. Now, the Prabhu's two groups, Group A led by Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu. And in the Group A, the first line devotees, 5 plus Rupanuga, 6. Which verse do you want to take? 39. So the rest group headed by Yudhishthira has 37 verses. Okay? You read this verse, find out the principle. And then how we can really reflect on this. Is it clear? How can we use this principle in our life? We will apply. So okay. Now, conquering the lust. Now we know where is the enemy. So how we can conquer that? So what do you think? Mind, intelligence and senses, where do you want to attack first? I am asking you a question. Huh?
Always aim for the heart.
Sorry?
Always aim for the heart.
Always aim for the heart. Yudhishthira. Senses, who said senses? Huh? Your senses, Ankit. Yes.
Intelligence.
You have read that, this you have read today. Those who have read, they can say. It is the senses, Krishna says, you start controlling by regulation. Because you can tell your tongue not to go where it wants to go. You can tell your leg not to go. You can ask tongue not to speak. Because that is in your hand. Mind is not in your hand. Adao, see the verse, Adao. Tasma, therefore. Tasma. Swamindriyaya dao niyamya bhatta shabha papanam prajayenam jnana vidyana nasanam. this what we have read. Now you see the word prajahi. Can you see the word prajahi? And now in the last verse, 43, see the word is jahi, not prajahi. Can you see jahi and prajahi two words? Last word has, last verse has a word, jahi, not prajahi. What is different between the two? One is control, one is conquer. By controlling senses, by regulating senses, you can control the enemy. But by purified intelligence with the willpower, as Sanatana you said, by willpower, you can conquer the enemy. So jai and prajai are the two words, they have a different meaning. Okay? Right. So it starts with what? Senses. And then the next verse is a standard verse for a siddhant. Krishna is giving siddhant. 32. Indriyane pranayaha indriye vyaparam manaha manasasto parabuddhe so yo buddhe parastusa. Is it just siddhant? Working senses are superior to dumb matter. Mind is higher than senses. Intelligence is still higher than mind, and the soul is even higher than intelligence. Intelligence is next door, never a soul. Intelligence is next door, never a soul. So from the soul, intelligence can get a willpower. And soul gets willpower from super soul. So ultimately Krishna consciousness. Okay? Now read this conquering the lust. This is from the purport of 42 verse. Srila Prabhupada's purport. And that's the one analogy in this. Can you read the analogy in this? Can somebody read the analogy? Yes. Senses are like serpents. But when mind is controlled by spiritual intelligence, these snakes are like without fangs. This is the analogy. Senses of a Krishna conscious person are like snakes without fangs. This is the analogy, okay? This is in our book. Now this is something you have to defeat. Who want to defeat this argument? Can somebody read this? One so-called Swami. Where? Yes? Yes? So how can you defeat this philosophy? You know this Swami? The so-called Swami. Anyway, whoever it may be, not to expose. But how can you defeat? From these verses you find out a strong point to defeat. Fire cannot be extinguished by putting fuel. Manasamurti. Other Shastra quote, but you quote and defeat this. But they say, but I wanted somebody to play a role. Somebody would say, Maharaj is saying somebody should defeat it. It is for our own development, for preaching. Now, how to control senses? This is from Bhagavatam verse. Amrish Maharaj. All senses engage in Krishna's service.
Savai Man Krishna for Manah Krishna for Aravindayo. This is the common verse. This is the one. This is the one for God.
Now see this. Last verse. And how, what is it? What is happening now? See? What here? What are these things? When you get your intelligence backed by soul and blessed by Krishna and Krishna consciousness, then enemy will be conquered, and then in the mind comes instead of lust, Radha Krishna. And then your legs will take you to temple. Then your eyes one time want to see the Krishna, then want to test Krishna Prasad. And your Krishna will be in the intelligence of Krishna. Okay? This is the mechanism for operation within this world. If you replace this by this Krishna consciousness, then you can conquer. This is what Prabhupada is saying. Here, Prabhupada. Everything is there in the authority of the scripture. If we take advantage of these books, we are taking so much labor to present. You can understand the science of Krishna very perfectly, and your life becomes successful. Shri Prabhupada ki. Here it is. Our this session is over. Yeah, this is the effort in technique, but the whole, you can read the whole this section, because this is your 3 verses to read and get out the principles. This is the 3rd chapter we are finishing today. Is it okay? In the evening we will start chapter 4. Alright? To the Prabhupada's key, Jai. And after 2 o'clock we start chapter 4. Thank you very much. Any question if you have after prasad, you bring your question. But that is your drama. Are somebody ready? Now, tomorrow no class until you do all these things. You have to do your job, Baba.